Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Ted versus the FCC is coming up, a first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
And a couple from our question, what happened to making a day you'll always remember or never forget? Howdy, y'all. After the 20-year party, for the listeners, after the party, we were going back to the hotel, headed out for dinner and karaoke. Amy okayed a user named Miles, took a step toward our Uber, and the toe of her shoe, that's a weird name, caught on the lip of the curb, and she fell 100% face planted on the opposite curb of the walkthrough area. I called Ginger Midget to come down. Amy had fell down. 911 was called, and we spent the night in ER in Edmonds. Jeez a whiz.
Wow.
I called 911 and the Ginger Midget. Yes, yeah, so those two things.
Yeah, very like important. That. I called Ginger Midget. I called 911.
She broke nose, fractured left eye socket. Update, after a visit to Harborview, we found that the bones in her nose were not broke as bad as we thought and should grow back just fine. That from the Elk Plain Drifter.
Should grow back.
You know, word on the street is you do not want to have a nose surgery.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Ted, because I have to have one.
I didn't really think about that until I was staring you in the eye saying that. I was thinking about somebody else on the show.
Someone else has the exact same surgery that I need to have.
Oh, we got some time off coming up, Thurl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. From what I heard today, like, ooh, okay.
Yeah. Don't worry. Day two is much better, Miles. Okay. Day two is much better.
She's just saying that.
Is she doing okay?
Oh, she's doing fine.
Told me this morning that she looked like a character from The Evil Dead.
Yeah, you know, from
that's
all the
fine.
All the yeah.
Did you go to the jewelry store?
Not yet.
I gotta
work today, man.
I'll give you $100 if you go to like a Zales at the mall
with her.
Tonight. Yes.
Yeah. Two black eyes and all the rest of it.
$100.
Can't go tonight. She still can't do a whole lot of moving around. But you know, I will before she gets all the stuff off. We will go to the jewelry store.
Okay,
I'm in.
Green eyes. I mean, the whole thing. I mean, you got to walk in there. And you got to keep your head down. And you can't make eye contact. You just got to say whatever.
Oh, I'm going to have big old sunglasses. I'm going to be pulling the hood over my head. We're going to go.
Just say whatever she wants. She can have it.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry.
Cost is nothing.
My big advice was, dude, you can't eat much. Like, because her throat hurts. Like, mashed potatoes, KFC. Ooh.
That's not a bad call.
But I had my wisdom.
And now we're having KFC for dinner tonight.
Nice.
Are you having KFC?
Yeah, damn right.
All right.
Oh, man. Once you get in your head, it's kind of hard to get out of it.
But can she eat anything other than the mashed potatoes, or you just got to hunker down on chicken?
They have macaroni and cheese, right?
Well, I think it's more of like kind of like when your wisdom teeth are out. I think she can eat like ice cream, mashed potatoes. You got to eat stuff slides down your throat easy.
Okay.
Yeah, as little pressure on the jaws as possible.
As Mike eats chicken. We know what's going to happen. Right. Mm-hmm.
Damn right. Man, we got SmackDown on tonight. I'm going to go up there and I'm going to mow a bucket.
Mow a bucket. Guys, during COVID, I booked a trip to Vegas.
Mike, do it shirtless or just in a wife beater. Just get it. Get in that bucket.
Yeah. During COVID, I booked a trip to Vegas for me and my wife the night before we were set to fly home. And I looked at our tickets and found out I booked 2 one-way tickets from Seattle to Vegas. We had no flight back home.
Oh.
Long story short, we stayed an extra night, and I won $10,000 on a slot machine on a $1.50 bet.
Damn.
This was on Valentine's Day. That's for Mike. That was really unexpected. Gentlemen, happy 20. When I was a kid, I was riding my bike on our large concrete porch. We had one of those old-school movable tether poles inside a tire filled with concrete. Now, for some reason, I thought I could ride hard toward that tire, bounce off at an angle, catch a little air. I raced, and when I hit that tire, it stopped me instantly, and I slammed junk first into the handlebars.
Oh.
Things went black. When I went to the hospital...
It means assessment.
Yeah, I know. I picked up...
The doctor said this was the worst package injury he'd ever seen.
Oh, damn.
Everything was bruised and bleeding. Ooh. I had split the head of the snake about a fourth of an inch deep. My boys were red, purple, yellow, and black. I cannot tell you how painful it was to pee. There are no words. I wore my dad's underwear for about 2 months, and I'm left with one donut down there shaped like a dumbbell and a scar on my Peter.
Mm.
That's from Terry.
Wow.
No time for some
Peter.
I know. Come on. I know what he said.
There's a Skeeter on my
Peter.
He
did. Yeah. I know, time for some birthdays. Brought to you by Minzer Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company. Company.
You got this, Ted. Company. I believe in you,
company.
Bud.
Company.
I don't know where that one is, Mike.
No, it's right here.
Dip responsibly.
I thought you had it, man.
Nah, I don't have it.
All right.
Even if I did, I wouldn't have hit it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, dude.
Old Men's Room, can you wish Logan a very happy 17th birthday? Can he get a fart and Coach Ted to hype him up of his last year under mom and dad's care? Thanks, guys. We love the show. Lots of love from Natalie.
All right. Well, if you didn't know, son, apparently you're out next year at 18.
I hope he knows that.
Right. Exactly. No, wait until your early 20s. Out of the house. I would say don't do anything illegal, especially after next year, as you will be charged as an adult. Second of all, you're 17. I don't know. Hopefully you like your parents cooking. I would say soak it up. Have them do the laundry because, next year this time you're on your own, man. Good luck.
But y'all, today happens to be the 21st birthday of Glenn Cannon's niece, Kendall. Kendall is studying to be the world's best veterinarian at Colorado State University. And her dad, Mike, and I are in Colorado to help her celebrate this weekend. So can we give Kendall a fart, a massive bong rip, and advice from the captain and Coke Ted on how to a rockin' veterinarian should best celebrate her monumental 21st. LARP on, gentlemen, that from Christopher.
You got the farts, Ted.
God damn it. Sorry, dude. I am completely...
I'll bong rip it while you you look for your farts.
Farts are in sound effects, too.
I got it up, Mike. Just not hitting them.
You got that, Captain?
Cap'n's kitty corner to the
I see it. I see it. I just wasn't hitting it.
That's so wet. Ooh, well, ahoy there. So a veterinarian, you know, I didn't know what to say to a veterinarian, so I talked to my animal friends. That would be Tony the Tiger, Toucan Sam, the Trix Rabbit, Diggum Frog, and Cornelius the Rooster. They all agreed, if you want to be a good veterinarian, don't wear gloves. Always make sure your fingers are cold and always dip them in tuna oil and sand before you do any exploration. It's what they like. Crunch berries.
Tuna oil and sand.
That is correct, Mike.
All right, well, if you're a veterinarian, good news. You got the goods. I don't know. Do you deal with horses? Give me some ketamine. Do you put them out underneath? Do you work on their teeth? Give me some gas. What do you call it? Nitrous. I mean, you got the goods. They're all down there. It's time to party.
Hello, Michelle. I want to give myself a birthday shout out. I turned 33 today and am truly embracing the feral working mom life. I thank you, gentlemen, for all you do, and congrats on 20 years of laughs. Can I get green beans with extra thrill energy, a fish sandwich medley, a bong rip, and some dad jokes for Miles? Stay beautiful. That from Devin in Graham.
Devin in Graham.
Devin
all right.
In Graham.
Devin and Graham knows what he wants, man.
Yeah, he wants green beans.
Yes, he does, Ted.
Yes,
he do. Yeah, it's right over there on Sound Effects 2.
It is.
Yeah.
Damn right green it is. Bean. God damn it.
Green beans.
Okay.
Green beans.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
A fillet of fish sandwich.
I have a fish sandwich.
I got you, buddy.
Can I have a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the
side. Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Ooh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe
are you
sure? Relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich? Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Dad Joke Friday. What do people in Kentucky do on Halloween?
Pumpkin.
That is correct.
Was it Kentucky, Miles?
It's a Kentucky joke, Mike.
I'm not sure that. I always heard a different state, but you know, whatever.
Guys, my wife and I decided we don't want children.
No?
We're telling them tonight. My friend Tony asked me not to say his name backwards. I said, why not?
All right.
And why does Han Solo like gum?
Because it's chewy.
It's chewy. Gentlemen, can I get a shout out for my boyfriend James on his 34th birthday?
James.
The most amazing person I know and the best dad ever. He doesn't want to celebrate his birthday this year because he thinks this will be a terrible year.
Positive Friday.
But I have faith everything's going to work out. Going to get a Leroy Jenkins and Coke Ted hyping him up and telling him to hang in there. Things are going to get better. Thanks for all you do. We appreciate you and happy 20 years. That from the lovely Brittany.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
All right, James, you got to listen up. You know what I have in common with a preacher? I'm on drugs, so I think I know a lot of stuff. Here's the thing. Before you can soar with the eagles in the brightest day, you got to go through the pits of hell. All right, you might be there right now, but trust me, you're already in the bottom. The only way is up. It'll get better, dude. Trust me. People go through tough stuff.
Gentlemen, I have a very special birthday request today. One born and stewed in the rivers of pettiness that I grew up learning to be. I'd like to give a shout out to my ex-wife, Kelsey. Gentlemen, I don't care what soundbite you play, as long as they come from a place of mutual pettiness. And the pettiness does not stop at this birthday request. Today on our birthday, I get the kids starting this evening all the way through the weekend. Love you guys, and I'll definitely be listening for this one. That from Craig.
Are you me? You a big dummy.
Guys, I was hoping to wish my sexy Nate a happy 36th birthday with a I just said that.
Not ugly Nate, sexy Nate.
And that dumb-ass Odyssey thing you play. That from Jess.
I just said that.
Oh, hang on.
Guys,
please clap.
Greg here. It's my 47th trip around the fireball in the sky.
What up, Greg?
I would love a bong hit. And Coach Ted to tell me a little bit about being damn near 50. Any advice would be great. Thanks, guys, and rock on.
All right, you're almost 50. Now, to me, once you get over 50, you get to say stuff like, yeah, I'm over 50, here's my opinion, and then say something horrible to somebody. I don't even like dogs. Yours is ugly. Also, I would recommend stretching, buying Advil, and getting sleep.
Hi there. I want to wish my mom an amazing 55th birthday. She is the most supportive, loving, and thoughtful mom out there. Total badass, if you ask me. So could she get a fish sandwich and the Dirty Germans talking about the best kind of dessert? Thanks, guys. That from Jess.
Do you want to get a fish sandwich?
Yeah, when it comes to dessert, some people like lady fingers. I like lady pie.
Yeah, you know, it's, the Little Debbie has a few famous ones. It's a fudge round.
Yeah.
Lady fingers. Lady fingers also go inside tiramisu.
Yeah. Do you enjoy great oatmeal cream pie?
I'm telling you, you ever had that green tea tiramisu?
Oh, fill that cannoli.
Oh, yeah. A little Bavarian cream.
Great German accent.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I'm from Germany, mother effer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charles, please
Deutschland in the house.
Please wish my wife,
Donka.
Christina, a happy 49th birthday. A great mom and wife to put up with all my crap. Please have the Dirty Germans talk about her ample breasts and your penis is too small. And congrats, guys, on 20 years. That from Brian, David, and Elizabeth from Boston, Massachusetts.
What? Which one?
Penis. Small.
Penis. I was thinking about her breasts.
Yeah, they say you have ample breasts. I would like to sample your ample.
Yeah. The thing I heard is that on the plane, the pilot says, look at her boobs. Is that your flotation device?
Her in seat 4C.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, apparently she's an amazing mother. She'll save you all with those boobs.
All right, guys, here you go.
Suckle your seatbelt.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG.
Yaz a Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Thank you, Mom. Okay, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time. Would zip and slip in his dip ship. The dip ship's lip was hip, but snipped. Hand's dip ship had a brunt stunt front, and he fixed the brunt stunt front with a blunt bunt grunt.
Three times fast.
Hand would zip and slip in his dip ship. The dip ship's lip was hip but snipped. Hand's dip ship and brunt stunt front, he fixed the brunt stunt front with a blunt bunt grunt.
One.
Hand would zip and slip into his dip ship. The dip ship lip was snipped. Hand's dip ship had a brunt stunt front, and he fixed the brunt stunt front with a blunt bunt grunt.
Two!
Hand would zip and it slip into his dip ship. The dip ship's lip was snipped. Hand's dip ship had a blunt stunt front, and he flexed the brunt stunt front with a blunt brunt grunt.
Jesus Christ.
Here's that word again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Well,
oh, my God.
So what's going on?
So tired.
Football. Baseball.
And then work, man.
You got the Who playing last night. Yeah, we were up all night, man. We're bouncing
Did you guys
around.
Stay up and watch the start of the Ryder Cup?
Of course. It was awesome. But we were busy.
Yeah, it was in New York.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't let golf distract us.
What time start? Six?
I put it on this morning when I randomly woke up to pee. They were starting like in the dark.
Okay. Damn. All right. Yeah, that's right. I saw a video of all the people running in the dark. But lo and behold, we came in here this morning and we got a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
Can you believe that?
This one's hot off the press.
Oh, dude, that's super fresh.
Yeah, it really is.
Super fresh.
The ink is still drying on this. And it goes something like this. Yeah. It says, lock and load, bitches. Here we go. And it goes something like this. Short City Shelley sits and... Short City Shelly sits and Shy City Shirley sits while sipping City Schlitz and petting Fat Chuck Butt Buck.
Oh, come on, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know that we should do this.
Yeah.
Why not?
One time through, three times fast.
I feel nervous.
It's just a little story.
I got the dumb button.
About two friends.
I got the dumb button.
Oh, this is hot off the press.
It is. Brand new.
I told you, man.
R.I.P. All right.
He'll be laughing.
I like his P.S. All right. Short City Shelley sits and Shy City Shirley sits while sipping City Schlitz.
That didn't take long.
No, it did not.
That didn't take long at all.
No.
That horse tripped out of the gate.
We continue the lost column.
Sometimes the hardest part's getting going, Thrill.
Yeah.
Jesus, that was bad.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.